Young Victorian Theatre Company is presenting Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado, opening Saturday, July 14th, running for just 5 performances at the Sinex Theatre at Roland Park Country School in North Baltimore. With me in the studio is the music director for the production, Chris Ciccone. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are on the faculty at Towson University. I believe you conduct the band and orchestra up there?
Yeah, currently I'm an assistant professor of music education at Towson University, where I do conduct the band. I conduct the orchestra, and I teach classes in conducting and music education. I help prepare young educators to be music teachers out in the field.
So this is your second Gilbert and Sullivan production. This is a little out of the ordinary for you, I guess.
My department chair, actually, Philip Collister, was the music director before me. And when he retired from the position, he recommended me to Brian Goodman, and I was picked up, and it's been great. And so last year we started with HMS Pinafore, which was a good one to sort of, a good Gilbert and Sullivan to get my feet wet with, and now we're jumping right into The Mikado this year.
The Mikado, of course, is a convoluted story, a comic opera where true love meets up with bureaucracy and all sorts of things happen. It's about people being forced to marry people they don't love, and all sorts of things that we're still dealing with today, actually.
Absolutely. Without giving away, we hope to see you there, without giving away the story too much, it is that, and there's arranged marriages, or if we don't abide by arranged marriages, what consequences will we have to take?
And in this society, flirting is capital, as in a capital offense, not just capital in the good Victorian sense of the word, which means that flirting is a lot of fun. It's a wonderful double meaning. Yes, yes. So who's in the cast this year?
The cast of The Mikado is one of the finest casts I've actually ever had the opportunity and sort of the privilege to work with. And so your own John Search here actually plays The Mikado with his daunting, booming voice. He's absolutely incredible. Josh Hughes, a dynamic personality and a wonderful singer and actor, plays Coco. The tenor, John Konoklides, his Nanki-poo, again, another booming, wonderful voice, and just a real treat to have the opportunity to work with him. Chris Fotis, who actually just finished playing Figaro in The Marriage of Figaro, where Jim Harp and I did that at Towson University, is Pish Tush, and Christopher Hartung is Pooh-Bah, another just fabulous baritone. Yum Yum is new, well, at least for me, just meeting her this year, and it's interesting, back when I was at the University of Miami, I worked with Alyssa Rocha, this was some time ago, and our paths have crossed again, because she now plays Yum Yum in the show. And Jenny Bank, wonderful mezzo, plays Katisha. Keely Borland is Peepo, and Natanya Washer is Pity Sing.
You got the set, I believe, from a company in New York. I was reading a bit about it online today. Could you describe the set?
The set is gorgeous. It's so authentic. It's so real. Brian Goodman does a great job.
And my good friend Mary Bova is doing the costumes at A.T. Jones, and so I'm sure they're going to be spectacular too.
Yeah, we had a glimpse the other day when the Baltimore Sun was there doing a piece on the show, and we saw Yum Yum's costume and Nanki-Poo's costume, and they were perfect.
This is Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado, a love story and satire of British Victorian politics, being presented in the Sinex Theatre at Roland Park Country School in North Baltimore, running for only 5 performances. Once again, it opens this coming Saturday, July 14th. There's information online at yvtc.org. That's yvtc.org. My guest today, Chris Ciccone, music director for this production of The Mikado at Young Victorian Theatre Company. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
For WVJC, I'm Diana Neal.